It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth. Thank heavens. With Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's rambling, roving, intrepid, explorative, new word, reporter. Ruth, what's going on out there?
Well, we got through Election Day last week. The only really contest was up in North Canaan, and that was a squeaker. Brian Oler, the current selectman, lost by a total of 3 votes. There was a recount yesterday. I will catch up with that. But generally, they stay the same or maybe change 1 vote or so. So I would imagine that will stick.
3 votes.
Yep.
3
votes. There have been some
votes.
Squeakers.
You know, that's,
3 votes, yeah.
That's the worst possible way to lose or win, for that matter.
Yes. But it reinforces the idea that every vote counts.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mike.
It's unbelievable. So the Democrats and Republican North Canaan did very well. The treasurer is now a Democrat. They got somebody on the Board of Finance that was unexpected. So we'll have to catch up with the final totals, but I would assume they will hold. In Salisbury, Kitty Kiefer beat Don Malin by a small number, so she retains the seat on the Board of Selectmen along with Curtis Rand and a new fellow, Barrett Prinz, replacing Chris Williams, who decided not to run again. Others were pretty well called before the election. There weren't too many. We still have Dave Barger as first selectman in Falls Village. We still have Curtis Rand in Salisbury. We still have Casey Flanagan in Sharon. Still have Gordon Ridgway in Cornwall. And
how long's Gordon been there now?
Oh, gosh.
He was there when the Neanderthals were voting.
I can't remember. It's like 17 terms.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Oh, yeah, easily.
Yeah. And my son, Eric, was named in Kent. And there was an inaugural for the whole team down here. The Lieutenant Governor, Susan Bicewitz, was here on Saturday, and great turnout, both a nonpartisan turnout for that, for the swearing-in. So we're off to another 2 years here. There we go. And on Sunday, we had the Wall of Honor ceremony at the high school. At, always, always very heartwarming and touching. There were 6 people inducted, including Marshall. Marshall's brother Mark spoke on his behalf. He was the only posthumously one inducted. And, of course, there were great raves about him. The voice of the Northwest Corner, and everyone agreed, you know, and it's a real loss without him. The others were John Higgins, who has run many businesses and been on many committees in Salisbury. Tom Zetterstrom, who is really, I mean, when you listen to the biographies of these people, it's incredible. He's got photographs. He's the photographer and the tree person, and he's got works at the Smithsonian and the Library of Congress. Very impressive. Mary Segala Lotz was a nurse at, mostly at Sharon Hospital, and left a great impact there. Wood Sinclair, whom everybody knew from the high school, was a teacher and has retired now, but was a great influence on many students and went on to be a very strong conservationist. And Aaron Godburn Lamb, who she had a child with some genetic problems and then gave birth to quadruplets. And one of those children has cerebral palsy. So she has dedicated her life to working with people with disabilities and helping raise funds for those that population. And, again, very incredibly heartwarming story. So there was, as I say, this lovely ceremony and then a luncheon. And this is all put on by the Alumni Association, which is works very hard to maintain the pride and joy of that high school. Okay, there was a library talk, Salisbury Forum, on Friday night, and that was the head of the New York Public Library. Those talks are amazing. It gets incredible people from this little corner of the world to talk about very important issues and places. Looking ahead, we have Norma DeMay is leaving the, she actually has left. She's already retired from the Douglas Library in Canaan. There's going to be a reception for her on Sunday. I believe it's 2 to 4 at the library, open to everyone. People are welcome to come. She's been there 28 years, and she has been replaced by Laura Moran, who is has worked there at the and been a volunteer, I guess, at the library. And she has already taken over and apparently is gung-ho and done lots of good things already. But people are certainly welcome to come and greet and thank Norma for her years of service. Okay, and also on the 15th of November, the Cornwall Library is sponsoring a talk, Sites of Controversy, from Cornwall's Memorials to the 9/11 Memorial. And it's going to be a talk by Jake Barton, who is the founder of Local Projects and the designer of the 9/11 Memorial and Museum. And again, this is always, these talks are, to me, are fascinating. That's at the Cornwall Library at 5 p.m. on the 15th, and there will be question and answer period following it. So, otherwise, Veterans Day events. Today is Veterans Day. Yesterday, there were several ceremonies or programs at the schools. I know Salisbury Central had one. Kent Center had one. I'm sure all the other schools had them as well. The veterans come, and the kids are hear about their veterans and salute them, and I think it's great, you know, that
it always is. It creates a, shall we say, another dimension to the reality of things that they may have learned about or studied about, or you know, in some cases they have grandparents that
right. Oh yes, they're very proud to
their
grandparents are there too, it gives them, you know, firsthand look at these people and what they've done. And I know Salisbury Central really does
they have done marvelous stuff over the years.
Terrific under Donna Begley, yeah. And in Kent today there will be they always do a veterans service at the memorial, the Veterans Memorial at 11:11. That's, you know, the religious person does some invocations, and then the veterans speak. And that is followed by a luncheon at the St. Andrews for all the veterans, and that's lovely, too. That's a really very nice way to, and you can really sit down and chat with the veterans and talk about their service, so. So
that takes place. That one's in Kent, but I know all around the area they have ceremonies and so forth. All last week we were getting.
Yeah, I'm sure you've gotten the. And now we're looking ahead. Thanksgiving is coming right up. The food banks are hopping. Lots of donations for Thanksgiving meals, as well as the issue with SNAP, so food banks are gearing up, and there's been lots of donations and lots of people coming forward to provide food. So that's where we're at.
All right, and then you've got. Do you do a list of the Festival of Lights and so forth that come up? Because
the main one.
Not really.
No, the. main one is are the luminaries at Luminaria. I always get that. And Sharon.
Okay.
I think they're getting ready for that.
Yeah, it seems that over the past decade or so that they're getting earlier and earlier and earlier with the Christmas things and moving almost back into November in a lot of places.
Well, when you see Christmas things before Halloween,
well, I know,
it drives me crazy.
At least they moved out some of the Halloween stuff. The complication is always when Thanksgiving is early, in quotes, which is around the 23rd of November, that's one thing. When Thanksgiving is late and December is suddenly there. That's why I was asking about this, because Thanksgiving and maybe the 28th or something, which makes Friday the 29th, which makes Sunday basically the 1st.
Yeah.
And
Is Thanksgiving going to be on the 27th or the 20th this year? It should
be
the 27th.
No, I haven't paid any attention.
I'm not really too sure. By the way, back on the SNAP thing you were talking about, it appears that we have a deal to reopen the government at this point. So
yes, there's talk.
That should hopefully get things flowing. But also, too, with the holidays, I don't know if you've watched this one at all, where they had that crash with the UPS plane,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and now they've grounded everyone of those kind of planes for FedEx and
and
UPS. So as far as people that buy online, might get a little difficult.
Maybe people will go to stores.
Well, too, and they're going to be getting the air traffic controllers and stuff back in. I mean, you're trying now to regear and build back up to where you were at a time when things start ramping up. To where they aren't any other time of the year. So you had UPS, you had not only the plane, but the warehouse that was taken out. So who knows?
You may be giving Christmas gifts in June.
That's right. You may end up on the floors at Walmart.
No, they're the ones who are going to have some problems.
We are living in chaotic times.
The Thanksgiving is the 27th.
27th?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Thursday the 27th. But again,
that means that Sunday in the Country is gearing up. They're an amazing organization.
And have been for how long?
Oh, God.
Almost as long as Gordon's been first selectman.
Yeah, probably.
I'm sorry.
they provide turkey dinners to all the food banks and
NASCAR Dave.
Yep.
Did he start? Now, you guys know more than I do, because I think, didn't they start at Q103 or something? When did the Sunday in the Country, Mike, do you remember?
Yeah.
I don't really have a clue. My mind doesn't go back any more than 2 days.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Ruth? Oh, well. Marshall?
Yeah, NASCAR Dave. It was NASCAR Dave and Bob Chatfield.
Yep.
Started that with one turkey, wasn't it?
One turkey, and I think it was at Q103.
Yeah, it was at Q103, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. So they moved through multiple stations, Q103, and then back to KZE, and then ended up here at Robin Hood Radio. So
right, that's right.
They made the full circuit.
They did. They went with Marshall, but it was a great thing to start,
that's got to be what, 25 years ago?
Oh, at least.
Yeah.
Minimum.
Yeah, well, it's a wonderful thing that they do. Yeah.
Definitely. Well, and the fact that it continues and they keep doing, they do really good work, and it is proof positive that you can deal with what you need to deal with community.
It was incredible. They're there. I know they're there at the ski jumps, cooking up, raising money, and all over the place.
Yep. And they have been. It is a model that can be used in many situations, she said, and that is all she's going to say about that. People like helping other people.
Right.
We
have a lot of that in the Northwest Corner.
We have a lot of that in a lot of places.
Yeah, we do.
But I will say that it doesn't get, my personal opinion, it doesn't get the attention it deserves, because it's much more, it's much easier to talk about like this big thing far away that is irritating people, like their government. You know, it's just you lose the focus on the local because everyone is understandably distracted by the larger picture.
Well, that gets back to the whole issue of local news and the desert now.
There's going to be a whole lot of room for local news.
You find generally that Facebook has really become the place for local news and stuff, frankly. I mean, because I'm finding that people post stuff on Facebook and they don't go anywhere else.
And the problem with that is that they
don't
get, and they have always forgotten, and I used to talk to our underwriting specialist about this. They don't understand. It's like, no, we don't need underwriting because we put it on Facebook for free.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, good. Call me when you figured out that if I'm not your friend, I'm not going to see it.
And how much of what's on Facebook is questionable?
Exactly. Like I said, at some point. But the biggest thing that happened that I don't see anywhere, and this is it is massive, is that the Director General and the face of, I don't remember her, of the BBC, resigned yesterday. And there is no way around the fact that if you've got the BBC having issues, not financial, but having issues with news and the quality thereof, you know, local news, at least if someone is there and sees it, you got a better chance of it being, it actually having happened or it needing to happen than what you're being told in other arenas. And as people begin to, let's say, get a handle on the scope of this and what's coming, it's lots of room for local news. And P.S., you know, we'll help you if you're a nonprofit, but really, really utilize, you know, people, here is my speech, here is my platform, and here I am after Election Day. Sorry about this, folks, but bottom line, there are resources here that do not exist as actively elsewhere, so you might want to take advantage.
All right, well, with all of that, remember today, if you don't go to a ceremony, to at least take some time and think about the people who are in active service right now and sometimes in very dangerous parts of the world, protecting our interests. So, you know, at least think about them, if nothing else. Because I was reading, I saw an interesting thing about this difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day, and the person was talking about how Memorial Day gets so much more hype than Veterans Day. Veterans just kind of comes and goes with not all the fanfare. So that's why I say, at least if nothing else, take out some time, because some of these people who are serving actively, again, are in very dangerous zones. And then, of course, you can see the results of some of modern warfare by veterans who are recent veterans. So at least give them a thought.
Good point.
And on all of that, it's time for us to dance on out of here.
Okie dokie.
All right, so we need to play out music, and I will do my over my talk over. Ruth, thank you very much. This has been What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's rambling, wandering, intrepid, roaming, explorative, that's a new word, reporter on Robin Hood Radio.